Hallo?
Hello, Till, it's Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
So, did you use any of those code I sent you?
What I'm using?
Did you use any of that mobile
Your mobile mobile print dialog. I didn't get it yet built under Linux.
Oh, okay. Well, if you use, it's already a NetBeans project.
It is what?
NetBeans project?
NetBeans. I've never had to do anything with NetBeans.
Oh, I love it as an IDE.
Yes, I never have used it.
Oh, it's pretty good.
What I've then done, I've simply tried to build it out of the command line,
Ah.
running the make file.
Yeah, I don't know how much the IDE helps.
Hi, Glenn and Till. I'm sorry I'm late. The bridge has been, I've been trying since the last 5 minutes to get on this darn bridge.
Yeah, when I pressed the one for the record, it took some time.
I didn't even get to there. I didn't get the bridge properly for the first 4 minutes. It kept taking me away into the weeds. I didn't even get the prompts to enter the.
Really?
Yeah, it was just totally. The bridge was. It was a hub that was overloaded. It wasn't responding.
Huh.
I have a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock and a 3 o'clock today. That is immediately following this one. So if I could get lunch by us quitting early, I would be real happy.
Well, what's the agenda, Till?
What?
Agenda.
I didn't have worked out an agenda.
Before you got on, Ira, I was just telling, I was asking Till if he had tried out the print client, and he says he hasn't compiled it, he hasn't been able to compile it yet, so. Because he's not using my ID, the IDE I'm using. He's using command lines, and I don't know how much the IDE helps.
Oh, right. Yeah,
Which
it's hard to
graphical
tell.
toolkit is it using?
A QT.
Qt. Ah, yes. This is a good thing because Ubuntu Touch will use Qt too.
Yeah, so I have abstracted away QT into my own by pound defines my own commands, graphics commands, to make it look simpler. I mean, QT is a nightmare.
Right. So you're not subjecting the application programmer working on the API to QT.
Not. No. So I have very simple commands like, new dialog, new bot, new window, new edit list, things that are very simple to understand. Instead of, this thing, that thing, how to attach it to a signal, all that stuff. So once you look at it, till you'll find something called, I think it's called GW Windows, which stands for generic Windows. So anyway, just give it a look. I also sent the link to my version of the for C code of the PWG job ticket, or semantic model 2. I don't know if you had a chance to look at that either.
I didn't look into that.
Yeah, okay. I haven't heard any feedback from anybody on
Yes,
either one of them, so I'm just curious if anybody found them useful.
what I have done also I have packaged and uploaded CUPS 1.7 to Ubuntu.
Yeah, I haven't read that note yet, sorry.
So that it can get tested.
Yeah, I've moved to a different location. I'm now telecommuting, and so I'm, as Ira can attest to, when you move back and forth between places, well, everything's in disarray right this moment.
Yes, I experience that regularly.
Half the stuff is still packed, some of it's not packed. internet comes up and down, so it's been a little bit of a nightmare for me, so you'll have to bear with me for a little while. Okay, so what we're going to do, you put 1.7 cups beta uploaded. I'm just reading your email out loud. Okay. Okay. And have you done any testing, too?
Testing on what?
1.7 cups?
1.7, I've simply installed it on the PC, which I'm currently using as my workplace. And after that, once I had to print something, and it came out correctly. And I also didn't get any crash pop-ups or something like that. But I did not do any systematic testing.
Okay, so it appears to be working, but no detailed testing done, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming since it's only a point revision, it's probably not a major hiccup.
So the change from cups 1.6 to 1.7 is rather small. It's not such a big change as 1.5 to 1.6. And if someone of you tests and finds some problem, simply answer to the posting on the list.
Right.
Because there's no bug tracker in the moment. And Mike Sweet is on the list. As you have seen, there has already been a first answer to my posting and also an answer from Mike.
Right. I didn't realize that Cups already had a paid pin release printing module or support.
What module?
Support for pin paid and release. I'm assuming that.
Ah, yes, this is new.
That's new, okay. That's based on his DWG activity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I think it's important because, for example, on the Ricoh printers, they do some workaround with Fumetic to make the pin printing working, also on PostScript printers.
Yeah. So that's good. Okay.
And if CUPS has proper support for pin printing, then I think it should work with a PostScript printer that you only need a PPD also when you want to have pin printing.
Yeah, pin printing and release printing, I think, are pretty well. I mean, some people have implemented it. It's the paid printing that I want to discuss more on the PWG activity phone meetings, but. Okay. I really haven't been doing much on open printing beyond sending out the the graphics part of the print client I did, and the PWG semantic model 2 code. Since we started our new fiscal year, my development activities in those areas are scaled back to pretty far. Maybe not quite nothing, but not as much as they were last year. So I'm don't know how much more I'm going to get done. I'm going to have to cycle steel somewhere or do it on my own time maybe. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm not managing much in the way of minutes here. What should I be recording of the last 5 minutes of conversation.
I'll forward you my notes, Ira, and you can just steal what you want.
Thank you, Glenn. I would appreciate that. What's
your name today, Ira?
I don't know, and we have our second round of family company staying here in our expanded house today. The others came the day before yesterday, and they're lovely people and, you know, our favorite of our families on both sides of our families. However, I also have these deadlines for Sunday the 22nd of...
Work is getting in the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have somebody coming today, and, you know, I says, well, I have to work. He says, well, okay, but it's the only day I can come. I says, okay. So we just have to wiggle it all. I have to wedge it in somewhere, Ira, I know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I have this, you know, inept program manager. I know that we're being recorded, but he won't listen. Who micromanages. And so I have to fight off 10 emails a day on irrelevant subjects.
At least my management's not doing that to me now. Okay.
So did we already touch on Google Summer of Code? What is the deal?
You've heard the discussions. So far we've discussed the print client, CUPS 1.7, so that's a good subject. Give us an update on Google.
The Google Summer of Code, we have now two students on the website and one student who does Phonetic Rip and one student who does color management for CUPS.
So one for Phonetic?
Yes, the Phonetic Rip student, he will...
for color management, okay. I don't type as fast as you talk, so I have to take a few seconds. Okay, there we go.
Yes. The Phonetic Rip student, he will make a CUPS-only Phonetic Rip filter. You know that the current Phonetic Rip filter is universal for all spoolers. But the all other spoolers are not maintained anymore.
Ah.
So he will do a more lightweight filter.
Oh, this is very good.
Only
That's
CUPS.
Actually a very good improvement.
And I'm thinking about putting it upstream into the CUPS filters package so that the distros do not need the Phonetic filters package anymore.
Oh, okay. I like when we reduce...
This is very good. I'm glad to hear this.
Generic. Saying about getting rid of Phonetic Rip?
Not getting rid of Phonetic Rip. We will have a new Phonetic Rip in CUPS filters.
Oh, I see. So it can be distributed with CUPS?
What?
It can be distributed with CUPS?
With CUPS filters. You know the CUPS filters package? Which is maintained by Open Printing and contains all the CUPS filters which were moved out of CUPS.
Oh, that's right, okay.
So the key change here, Glenn, is that for a long time it supported LPD and, you know, LPRNG, et cetera, meaning a bunch of dead code for unsupported print spoolers.
Right.
So since CUPS is universal and is, in fact, now part of the LSB and has been for several releases, just stripping it all down to where it only works for CUPS because there aren't any other spoolers that we care about to get the, you know, the high-grade PDF screen.
Move it somewhere. I thought he was getting rid of it.
Yeah. It's get rid of all the dead code for the other print systems.
Hello?
Well, we're still here.
Yes.
I'm just trying to catch the right notes, okay? Because I'm. All right. Other principles. Okay. All right. Next. So, what about the color management student?
Yeah, the color management student. He is working on. He will do enhanced cuts for the color management. One moment, please. It is more or less worked out with color management people, so I must find it now.
Till, if we could just pass over these topics real quickly, and you could send an email to Glenn that had the latest update for the, you know, and me.
I have
the latest update for these three students and the project.
Yes.
That would be better given the time.
Yes.
All right, what are the subjects do we have?
What's the third project?
The subject of the color management student is color management pointing extension for cups.
Yeah, okay, we got that. That's good enough. We'll add something to it later.
Yes, yes.
So other subjects?
What's the third project?
Yes, I must go back here. The next one, the phonetic whip you have written down.
Yes.
Right. Go ahead.
Two students, you said, right?
Yes, yes. Yes.
So, are there any other subjects?
Yes. So the other two, they are working on usability and back-end enhancements of the Open Printing website.
Okay. That's
so it's four students on basically three projects? Is that what it is, sort of?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Good. That's enough on Google Summer Code, and I'll go look up the latest dates and later dates from the GSOC site before I send minutes, probably tomorrow.
So any other big subjects, Tim?
Yes, yes. The official start of coding is next week, and then there are 3 months of coding.
Right. I knew that much, but I was going to go look up there, you know, the interim date.
Yes, yes, the exact date
to
find on the Google Summer.
Don't look them up now, Till, please. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to leave you whether or not you're ready. I got to have lunch.
Any subjects, Till?
What do you want to know now?
No. We covered CUPS, we covered Google Summer of Code. Anything else? Anything important in Ubuntu?
For the moment, not. No, this is all.
I've got Till's note about having put the, you know, updated CUPS 1.7 into Ubuntu already. And
right. You got copied, probably.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say?
And Tim Wong has also, some guy of Red Hat has already told that he has done the same thing for Red Hat. So Red Hat Rawhide users can also test CUPS 1.7.
I saw that. I was going to summarize that in the minutes, which is another reason it's not going to be until tomorrow, because I'm not going to get to it yet today. Glenn, what were you just asking?
Anything you want to say in this meeting about PWG?
August, yes. Thank you, because one of the things I wanted to get to was, because there's a U.S. holiday in July, we should have our next conference on July 10th and not on July 3rd, because there aren't going to be any U.S. participants on July 3rd.
Yes, this is okay.
And by the same token, the next PWG meeting is at Sharp in Camas, Washington, the 6th through the 8th of August, the first week, and therefore Wednesday the 15th of August is our best candidate for an August meeting.
The 15th?
Yes, yes.
Does that
yes,
work for you
so.
Both? Because if it does, I'm putting it in as tentative.
That's great.
Good.
Yes.
No, those were my topics, Glenn, just to figure out when we were meeting next and was there anything else. And just to mention that there is a PWG meeting coming up. And various PWG specs moving along in the process.
Okay, I think that keeps us all out of trouble, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you both. I will talk with you by email or whatever soon.
Yeah, if there's anything important, send an email.
And if you have a chance to get to Ubuntu system and try it out, perhaps try your code with how to build it with it. Any help to get this code built for me would be great.
Okay, I understand. I can try doing it without the IDE. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye, all.
Bye.